Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I am looking through the stories we're going to talk about, and can I just tell you, I had no idea that Isaac Hayes was one of the co-writers on Sam and Dave's hit Hold On, I'm Coming.
I didn't know that either. I mean, who knew?
Yeah.
You don't know these things until somebody brings a lawsuit.
Right. So tell us about that lawsuit.
Well, like many of these artists, they're suing these campaigns because the campaigns are using their music during these rallies. And, you know, it's very polarizing these days to be a politician. And these artists don't want to be associated with one or the other for one reason or another. And so these lawsuits, you've seen many, many of them. And they go all the way to trial sometimes. And it's kind of an interesting legal issue because there's a thing called fair use, and it allows the campaign to use a portion of a piece of music under certain circumstances. And there's like all these prongs that the courts look at to determine whether it's fair use or not, or it's a copyright infringement. And when you're using something in a political campaign, it could have a bad effect on your music. So generally speaking, the artists win these lawsuits. So my guess is there probably will be a settlement rather than the whole thing going to trial.
What's the amount that the lawyers for the Hayes family are looking for?
Well, you know, it's really just what you can convince the jury of. I mean, there are some things in the law that says that you get certain kinds of damages, you know, that are just statutory in nature. But, you know, you basically have to make the argument that that song now is associated with a candidate who I don't like, and this is a violation of my rights.
Yeah.
So it's whatever you can kind of get the jury to give you.
Well, that seems fair. The artist should definitely decide who uses their music. I mean, on social media, they just remove the song. So I agree with that. George Santos pleads guilty. Tell us about this interesting case.
Well, what he did was pretty outrageous. I mean, he was doing, among other things, he was lying to the government. He was taking the IDs of campaign staff and misusing campaign funds. He was taking their credit cards and buying, you know, very, very expensive Prada items and taking trips and doing things like that. So he pled guilty to two counts, which was kind of a much lesser charges than what he was actually charged with. And he's going to be sentenced in February, and he'll get at least 2 years in a federal prison and up to 8 years.
Wow. What do you think's going to happen?
Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
You know, I think that he's going to get somewhere in between. What he did violated the public trust, and the judge can take that into account. I mean, here he is getting money from all these donors, and he's taking their credit card information and going on vacation. I mean, that's pretty low. and he knows better. It's not like he's an impoverished guy. He was just using it to feather his nest, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Donald Trump had accused Kamala Harris of using AI to make the crowds showing up to meet her plane. And yet he has used AI, and Taylor Swift's not happy about it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. That's on my list of what I need to do to Google. but I guess someone created a Taylor Swift kind of advocating for Donald Trump, and it was all false. And, you know, this is against the law. I mean, you can't take someone's likeness, especially someone as popular and whose image is so very valuable as Taylor Swift, and make her say something she didn't say, particularly because she did not support Trump in the last election. In fact, she supported Joe Biden. So, you know, she would definitely have a lawsuit, and she could sue for, you know, the right of publicity. She could sue for false light, which is sort of like a defamation, in a way. And, you know, there are laws that are going to be passed very soon that are going to prohibit this specifically, but she certainly could bring a lawsuit against him.
Yeah, AI is going to bring a lot of lawsuits forward, that's for sure. And finally this morning, Karen, I didn't know, I read this headline, Illinois bans corporal punishment in all schools. Who would have thought it was still, you were still able to do it?
Well, here's the shocking fact. We are only the fifth state in the nation that has banned it.
What?
And it's so even though it's really not used extensively, in the South it is used. And certain parents want the schools to have a right to discipline their children with, you know, physical punishment. But, you know, Illinois basically has stopped it 30 years ago in that the schools just themselves have agreed not to do it. Well, because of liability, of course, number one. Number two, you know, it's not shown to help any students' behaviors. And three, it's used generally in a racist way and against students with disabilities. It's been proven in studies. So it's really not a good thing to do. But it's amazing that there isn't a federal law. I guess a federal law was introduced a while ago. Dick Durbin was one of the co-sponsors, and it just never went anywhere. It's hard to believe that that couldn't pass.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Are you on Sunday, Karen?
I am on Sunday.
What do you have coming up?
Well, it's like National Cinema Day, so I'm going to have some people talking about the new Presumed Innocent show, which, remember, Presumed Innocent was Scott Turow's great book, and it was a great movie with Harrison Ford,
mm-hmm.
and it's been remade with Jake Gyllenhaal, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that.
Excellent. We will tune in. What time are you on?
I'm on from 3 to 5 in the afternoon.
All right. I will be listening. Karen Conti, thank you so much.
Take care.